Live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Greg Isaac. And, Greg, hey, you don't have your headset on. All right, I'm going to do a solo now, but maybe I'll introduce our guest first so we could be like Donnie and Marie or something. You know who Donnie and Marie is?
Yeah.
You do. And, of course, Audrey Thacker from Artisan Markets, LLC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. This is great. And, of course, there's so much going on. First of all, I want to talk and really compliment North Mountain Brewing Company. This is just a real fun place to be. I've been here a lot. The environment is phenomenal. They have, what, six TVs. It's not known as a sports bar, but it's a brewing company and great beer. I'm not much of a beer drinker, are you?
A little bit.
Hey, you'd like the beer here, though, I'll tell you. But the owners are so cool, Robert Berkner and Candy Fregoso. Great people, great place to be, and we encourage people to come down here and enjoy North Mountain Brewing Company. Anyway, here we are as we're waiting. Greg Isaac, co-host. So, Audrey, tell us a little bit about you. You're the president, the founder of Artisan Markets, LLC. What is Artisan versus Artesian? No, Artisan. What's Artisan? The spelling is the difference, I know.
Yeah, the spelling is the difference. But an artisan is basically someone who handcrafts their own items.
Oh.
So it wouldn't necessarily be a painter as an artist, but an artisan, so someone who creates their own product.
Oh, that's what it means? So mm-hmm. It doesn't have to do necessarily with art?
Not necessarily.
So what would be an example, let's see, of... How about, like, beer, when they brew beer here?
It could be artisan beer. Absolutely.
Wow. We're going to have to ask Robert or Candy about that.
Yeah.
And anything else, like a manuscript or a screenplay?
That I'm not so sure about.
Because it's
because
not necessarily a product.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it would be, like, jewelry or wood turnings or things of that nature.
Nice. So, yeah. So the artisan markets, you have some in Scottsdale.
Yep.
And that's up through Mother's Day, what, every Thursday and Sunday. Thursday's 5 to 10 p.m. Nice
yep.
hours. That's good. Sunday's 10 to 4 p.m. So a lot of people come by and they'll have jewelry or art. And what other things do you have?
We have all kinds of things. We have jewelry. We have clothing. We have hand-painted silk scarves. We've got wood turning, glass art. We have an amazing glass
Ooh.
Blower. And
that is cool stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I love seeing that stuff.
I know.
And anything else?
He's a funny character, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Get him down.
He's got a story about everything.
Wow. That's
great, yeah.
He'd be good on the radio, huh?
He probably would be.
Wow, we'll have to come down and do a remote broadcast.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. So, any other things? Or that sounds like quite an assortment.
There is more. We definitely have stone sculpture sometimes. Mm. I mean, it changes every week from week to week of who we have.
Yeah.
But we have pretty much anything that you can think of. Photography, we do have some paintings, and we do have some of those items as well.
Now, it's only till Mother's Day, so it's like October to Mother's Day.
Yep.
Which is, what, May?
11th.
May 11th already?
Yeah, it's coming up.
So quick. Time flies,
flying.
Right?
Yeah,
can you
flying.
Believe that? And then so do people miss it, though? They go, hey, where'd you go? And
they do, yeah. We are considering possibly being there maybe once a month over the summer, but it's
yeah.
just so hot.
That's the problem.
It's
isn't
just
it?
So hot, yeah.
Unless you got an indoor location, perhaps, and that might make sense.
Which we're working on.
Ooh.
And hopefully we'll open by June 1st.
Am I good at this?
You are good at
I
this.
I have no idea. All right, maybe I did. But so that would be good for the people that want to see unique things. And you have people come from just the state here in Arizona or all over?
In addition to our weekly markets, we also hold four full weekend festivals a year, and that can range anywhere between 3 and 4 days. And that's when we attract the more national artists because they'll
wow.
come in for the 3 or 4 days.
And that's still in the same location
mm-hmm.
as Scottsdale.
Yep.
That is really, really cool stuff. And you must see amazing talent, a lot of creativity.
Lots of it.
That is, I think I need to get down there.
You do.
I haven't seen this yet.
You need to come. I always say that I have 70 children. They're all artists.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow. And you,
they're all my children.
You look so great having 70 kids.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's just amazing. So, well, let's talk, before we talk about the Sunny Slope Art Walk, it's this Saturday, April 12th, 5 and 9. We'll get into that a lot because that's going to be a lot of fun here in Sunny Slope.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into this particular industry?
Well, I was one of them. I was an artist trying to sell and show my work at various art fairs throughout the valley.
You paint? What type of artist? A painter?
Jewelry. Jewelry. So I guess I'm an artisan.
Do you have any jewelry? Is that those earrings? Did you make those?
Of course not, but I did get them all at the market.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, but you did say 15% on your car insurance. That was beautiful, by the way.
Thank
you. It looks like a pyramid of some type.
Yeah.
Wow, look at those,
love
Greg.
Them.
Those are really cool earrings.
Thank you. And my watch, too.
Oh, let's see that. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Those are all hand-painted flowers inside the
watch. Oh, that is nice. So there's some really good stuff there.
There's some really good stuff, yeah.
Wow. So what jewelry did you make?
I used a 12-gauge sterling silver wire and made really unique art pieces that you could wear.
Oh, wow. And you still do that?
Not so much
no.
anymore. I just don't have as much time. I do miss those a little bit, but I still get my creative outlet out there because I paint a little bit, and then I also volunteer and I work with troubled youth, and we do art projects.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Wow, that is really cool.
Yeah, it's really
you
fun.
You are quite a person.
Thank you.
That is really neat. And when did you first discover your passion? I always love this question. When you first noticed your passion about art or creativity, that type of thing.
I mean, it's hard to pinpoint it exactly because as a kid, I was always involved in the arts, and my dad and I used to take art classes together, and I was always making things. I always knew that my life would be about art.
Oh, wow.
I just didn't know how it would come to be.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And any other influences that, as you grew up, or any stage of your life that pushed you into this type of passion?
You know, I was always around a lot of creative people, and I started working. I was living in Hawaii, and I was, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
In my 20s.
So you grew up here?
I grew up in Connecticut, and then I lived in Hawaii, and I've been here 9 years now.
How do you like it?
It's great. I love it.
Do you like Connecticut better, Hawaii, or Arizona?
Hawaii and Arizona are my top two.
Wow.
For different reasons.
What's the reason for Hawaii?
The beach. I mean, you just can't beat it.
How about Arizona?
Arizona's great because there's lots of great opportunities here, and it's also very beautiful. I love the desert. It's wonderful.
How about San Diego?
I like San Diego. I've never lived there, though. I've only
Las
visited.
Vegas?
I do not like Vegas.
We got
not my
2 hours to go through each city. No, I'm kidding.
This is going to take all day.
So you don't like Vegas? Is it too...
It's just too many people. It's too much.
Yeah.
Money. It's very expensive, too, because I'm spending a lot of money.
But how about the shows? They have great shows there.
No, they do, and those are fun.
Like Circus Soleil?
Yeah, definitely, and I've been to those, and they're great.
Yeah.
I can only handle about 2 days of Vegas. So.
Wow. Last year I went on a seminar for, it was like 8 days.
Oh.
And this year I'm doing it again.
How did
days.
You wake up every morning?
Luckily.
It was rough, huh?
Yes. No, luckily I'm not much of a drinker or gambler, so it was actually easy.
Oh.
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
I love the shows. I love the lights. I love the people watching and networking. But most people, they love the alcohol.
Yeah.
And other things, and they just take some days to wake up.
Yeah.
Or weeks at certain...
It's quite the recovery process.
Yeah. So that's a good background, and now you're giving back. You're helping, like you said, troubled youth. You're giving joy to people by coordinating and bringing in great artists. Is that what you call them, non-painters?
Yeah, absolutely. They're still artists. I mean, they still have a creative vision that they're producing to the world. And our events are really about community. It's really about bringing the community together.
Oh.
And so our events are really more than just an event. We try to provide classes and workshops and, you know, information to artists to be better business people, to better market themselves, to display their products better, all of those types of things.
So you have classes and so on?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you usually put those on?
Various places, and now hopefully with the new storefront, we'll be able to do a lot more of them.
Yeah, and then now knowing us now,
yeah,
we could put on some classes in business, neuro-linguistic programming. Ever hear of that?
No.
Okay, Tony Robbins.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's what he does. It's just a study of human excellence, and also you're right. A lot of people in business. I'm a CPA. We talked a little bit about this off there. They don't quite know the difference between sales and marketing, and there's distinct differences. And we've talked to Candy, the owner here, about that as well. And I think it would serve people well to really stay ahead of the curve and understand differences, social media, all the technology that's going on. And do you utilize a lot of that right now, some of the social media aspects? Is that
we sure
really,
do.
Really?
Yeah. Facebook is our biggest social media outlet, and Instagram too, because you can put the visuals out there. Twitter, I still can't figure Twitter out.
Yeah, I'm not much of I don't know how it works. Yeah. That was great. We call each other, what do we call these? Tweeters? I don't know. I can't figure that out. It's 140 characters.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not enough space
for me to
say everything I have to say.
It takes me 140 characters to say hello. I mean,
exactly.
So you're right, it does consolidate things. So this is really great. We have, of course, the Scottsdale location. And again, Thursdays 5 to 10,
mm-hmm.
Sundays 10 to 4. Here's the address right here, 7134 East Stetson Avenue, Scottsdale.
Drive. It's Stetson Drive.
Oh, Drive.
Is it wrong on my card?
Uh-oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just reading off the cue card. So it's Drive. But anyway, they'll find it. And that...
Scottsdale Waterfront, so basically...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun out there. That is a good thing. So hopefully a lot of people get out there and... enjoy. It's only till Mother's Day. On Mother's Day or before Mother's Day?
We'll be there Mother's Day.
Wow, so you can bring your mom there.
You can bring your mom, and then there's all these great restaurants there, too. And you can have a great brunch. And
what's your favorite restaurant
out
there?
Hang out with your mom. I love Mexican food, so
yeah.
Barrio Queen is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How about P.F. Chang's?
I like P.F. Chang's. They're a little farther down the canal, though, so I don't get over there as much.
Oh,
yeah, Olive and Ivy in the herb box.
Oh, nice. You know all the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
This is great. I like it. This is so fun. Anyway, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion and talk about the Sunny Slope Art Walk this Saturday, April 12th, 5 to 9 p.m., and we'll talk with Audrey all about what's going on, because you organize this, don't you?
Yes.
Wow, I want to know how long it takes to put on an event like that. That's got to be... massive.
Quite the undertaking, yeah.
There's no doubt, and we are live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona, and we will be right back. Return to the Mac. Get up what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Get up. First shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music. My skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four track busting. Halfway across that city with the back. Give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up. Damn grateful. I grew up really wanna go fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock. Gonna go off, gone. Deuces, goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Go back.
This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Trees went by, me and Dell were singing, Hello, CD listeners. We've come to the point in this album where those listening on cassette or records will have to stand up or sit down and turn over.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking live from the Northbound Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona. And I should say Phoenix, but last time they said it's not incorporated, but it's distinct. People know Sunny Slope. And we're going to talk all about that with our special guest. Of course, a returning special guest from the last segment is Audrey Thacker, Artisan Markets, LLC. I was getting confused by our next guest, who says it's not Fraser, but it's David Fraser. Did I say that right?
That's right.
See, I got it right. Musician extraordinaire, I might say. I've seen you play several times after we...
Well, that is an excellent endorsement. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. You're very good, and I'm especially impressed that off there, we were talking about David Gates and Bread, and you started singing some of the songs. You have a great voice, but even more important is that you just felt the emotions probably David Gates had when he wrote these songs, and the meaning and the beauty of the lyrics.
Well, he was a fantastic songwriter.
No doubt.
Yeah, one of the best, and kind of disappeared in the last 20 years or so. We haven't heard much, even longer than that, haven't heard much about him at all.
Yeah, it's rather strange, and he had hit after hit, but probably to him it wasn't hit after hit. It was just great music, great lyrics, and great meaning, and definitely touched the lives of many people. Like I said, Diary is truly one of my favorite songs of all time.
Great love songwriter, and touched so many people.
Yeah,
so many men, you know, boys, girls, women, men. They listen to his music, and anyone who's had unrequited love or a bad breakup or anything, David Gates really knocked it to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Real heart rippers.
So we're both, all of us, we're going to talk about the great event coming up this Saturday, April 12th, 5 to 9, the Sunny Slope Art Walk. Let's start with who is organizing this. Audrey, tell us, what is this art walk? What is it comprised of? What can people expect? And some of those items that affect if these people are going to attend or not.
Okay. Sunny Slope Art Walk actually has been going on since 2008. It was put on by John C. Lincoln North Mountain Hospital. And then they just recently in February asked my team of Artisan Markets to facilitate the management of it. So we've got over 150 local artists. Everyone is local from Arizona. There's going to be live music provided by Tone Town Guitars and David Fraser here. We'll have food trucks. I think we have six of them. And then all of the different businesses tend to get involved also and provide specials at their restaurants and shops and all of those things as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, this is great. Now, it's going to be, I mean, I'm trying to visualize what it's going to look like. Does it start at a certain place in Sunny Slope, and is it the whole...
Basically at Marketplace and Central, so Central and Dunlap right there, and then it goes down Central to...
Just about the spoken wheel.
Yeah, just before that.
Yeah,
right
just
about before that.
Canal,
yeah,
right there. But around the canal, you'll be able to see music and visit all the artists' booths along the way there. And it's a real experience for everybody. A lot of people will be on bicycle and foot. And
mm-hmm.
It's always a fun time there.
And when I was an artist, I participated in this event.
Oh, you did?
So when it first started in 2008, 2009, I think even 2010, I was a participant.
How nice is that?
So it was great. I loved this event. So when the opportunity came up to organize it, I was pretty excited.
Wow. Now, what does it take behind the scenes to organize an event of this size? I mean, I don't even know where you want to start on this, but
I'm not even sure where I want to start.
Yeah, but you know, the manpower, what it takes in terms of what do you have to know? Is anything unusual you have to know? You know, town by town, you know, to put on certain things like this. Any uniqueness of the town that would be important?
I think Audrey said it best before when you guys were talking, when she said it's a community effort. I think
mm-hmm.
everybody in the community around here gets
mm-hmm.
together
yeah.
and puts things out, does things over and above and beyond the call, especially the businesses in the area, all the people that have buildings in the area that give up their property and their
yeah.
and their time and electricity and things like that to get things running. And, gosh, it takes everybody in chair, people getting chairs together, people getting booths together. It's a really big effort.
And that's really where we come in, is to help facilitate all of those people coming together. So we work with the businesses. Usually first, we'll work with all of the businesses in the area and then start recruiting the artists. And I have a pretty extensive list of artists to pull from and to be able to come, plus the existing artists that were already participating in Sunny Slope since 2008. So that's where it starts. And then it's managing all of those things, the lighting contracts and the you know, getting volunteers together and really creating this sense of community like we were talking about.
Wow, it sounds like a lot. So I suspect that you have some type of planning meeting first with the local businesses.
Sort of. Mostly my team has a planning meeting, and then we go, okay, so this person's going to take care of this and this and this, and then we just start attacking, basically.
So you kind of have a checklist of things that have to get done, probably things that are very similar no matter where you put an
yeah.
event on. Like security would probably be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what, you coordinate with the local police department?
Yep.
Or do you hire security people,
for
this private?
For this event, since the community is so involved, we do the police department is very willing to help us in this
yeah.
event. You know, for my Scottsdale events, we have to hire out for all of those things. So that can always depend on between location to location.
Yeah, and that makes sense. And then I would suspect there's probably certain legal restrictions, I suspect, like parking might be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you even park?
There is going to be parking at the Cowden Center, and then there will be a shuttle bus that will take you over to the actual art walk.
Where's
so,
the Cowden? What is the Cowden Center? Anyway.
Do you know where it is?
Well, you know,
I can't remember the address.
It's local. It's very local to where
yeah.
the event is taking place. There is parking, too, at the end of the parking lot in that the marketplace, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's parking at Sunny Slope High School
yep.
where people can walk over,
oh.
yep.
which is really Sunny Slope High School gives up, of course, on a Saturday. They're not really
yeah.
very busy at the high
right.
school. So they're giving up a lot of their parking, too. So people will be able to find ample parking. There never seems to be real issues there, and the police are always so helpful
mm-hmm.
with directing
yeah.
traffic and making sure people get across the street safely. So if you bring in elderly people or people that are handicapable, you know, you got all kinds of ways to get them in and out of the event and through the event.
That is
it's
nice.
Very accessible.
There's a lot that goes on. I mean, and you're in charge of all this.
Yeah.
Is the pressure starting to build? No. I mean, you look cool.
No, not really. At this point, you know, I'm very thorough in all the things that I do and very organized person. So all of our ducks are pretty much in a row. It basically means not sleeping for a few days,
oh,
maybe,
wow.
but that's okay. I can sleep later.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the first time around, I think, after she does this one and gets all her people involved in this one,
yeah.
then everyone will have a better idea of how it's all going to work for the next one. We're really
right.
looking forward to the fall.
Yeah,
it's going to be
me
super
too.
Fun, although this one's going to be great. We've got some great
yeah.
artists and such good things going on.
Oh.
The weather looks to be good for that day.
Yeah.
Everything looks really great this year. So
this
we're excited about it.
Exciting. And, of course, the marketing, the promotion, you handle all that.
Yep.
And volunteers, how do you get volunteers?
We have actually been working with John C. Lincoln, North Mountain Hospital, so
uh-huh.
they've actually recruited the volunteers for us. So they've been a great integral part of this whole process and very helpful.
Which is really cool.
That's how I was contacted as well, through their mm-hmm. neighborhood relations people at John C.
Oh.
Lincoln originally, because I did this last year for the fall. event.
Oh, wow.
Too. And then they tag, of course, once you do something right and you help someone out, they give you a call back and say, gosh,
yeah.
It went pretty well. Would you like to do it again? So here I am again, and
very pleased
to do this. You know, I mean, this is a lot of fun for me. Anything musically, I love to do.
So, David, what's your role in this part of the organization?
Well, as I started to tell you then, John C. Lincoln contacted me last year through some relationships that we have there, and some of their relations people, PR people, were here listening to me play and sing at North Mountain Brewery, which I've been doing here for 8 or 9 months now.
That's right.
And all their local restaurants that are involved in the Art Walk as well, too. I play in this area. So they asked me, would you like to help out and help us put together some good local artists and some people with some following and maybe some new people with some great new music that people haven't heard yet and see if they'd like to come and play for the Sunny Slope Art Walk, which we did in the fall last year in October. Wonderful. October 12th went really well. And since it went well, they asked me again if I'd like to do it again. And that's when I found out that Audrey in Artisan Markets was involved. So
that is so
really exciting about working with them.
So they have two times a year then?
Yeah, we do this in the fall and in the spring.
Wow, that is sort of cool. Yeah, once a year seems too long, doesn't it?
Yeah, so far away.
Yeah, you had so much fun you want
just
to get.
Not enough.
It's like going to Disneyland once a year.
Well, it's great to have community events and marketplaces and things like that where
yeah.
the community can go and gather and have fun, you know, really enjoy themselves.
So, David, what attracted you to this area? Like you said, you've been here 9 months.
Playing here.
Yeah, playing here.
I've lived in this area for a long
time. Oh, you have? So you're a resident of this area.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm a neighbor. I live right down at 15th Avenue in Northern, just past the Central Corridor there. So for me, this is all my home ground. And as a musician in this area, it's really important for me to have relationships with all the restaurant and club owners in the area. And community relationships are a big part of my life, too. And I love doing those kind of things in the community. So it's really fun, and I get picked to do that stuff once in a while or asked to do it, and it's a real honor to do that. I love doing it. Anything that has to do with music and, you know, the universal language of music and getting that out for people to listen to and experience is something that I want to be involved in, whether it's a paying gig or not.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in my neighborhood. My gosh, you know, it's really an honor to be able to do this.
No doubt. You said 15 years in this area?
I came here in 1990 and lived in the surrounding area here up Cave Creek Road, right up the road a little bit. But I've always settled in just this area here. I really love this area. The Central Corridor reminds me, only with the Phoenix weather in the fall and the spring and winter, reminds me of the East Coast over here in the Central Corridor with mature trees and beautiful green grass. So I can kind of have the best of both worlds. If I want the desert, I can get it. If I want the mountains, I'm 2 hours away. But right in this area here at Central Corridor, as you know, it's a beautiful, green, lush area with irrigation, and it's cooler, about 10 degrees cooler in the summer.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Really
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
they come over.
Well, it's farmland. This was all orange groves.
Oh.
And so originally this was all orange groves here north this way up to North Mountain. And so it's irrigated. And so all the homes in this area are irrigated every couple of weeks. They fill the lawns up. You may see lawns with like lakes in them, and you're like, why are they wasting all that water? Well, that's all farm irrigation. And so when they do that, there's moisture released into the air, and it's a lot cooler in this area.
Like a built-in mister.
It really is.
Wow, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, this is cool. Now, let me ask you this. Is there a fee for admission?
No, it's absolutely free to the public.
So that's even better, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
People can come and enjoy music
mm-hmm.
and have a great time and shop and get great gifts and look at beautiful artwork and meet the artists and have a great time, and it doesn't cost them a thing.
That is so cool. Now, some of the musicians and bands that are, why don't you go over some of the great people that are coming out to play?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I started the idea this year. There's a band that I really enjoy locally called The Upper Strata. They're a fantastic young couple. Jonathan and Regula, and she's from overseas, and Jonathan's from the States. They've traveled all over the world, and they have a really beautiful, eclectic, rhythmically complex and fun. It can be simple, and it can be complex in the same moment. They really have a wonderful sound. And a good friend of mine, who used to manage my guitar store that I had on Cave Creek Road for about 8 or 9 years,
It
was called the Guitar Shack. His name is Troy Maskell. And he's their drummer. So, and I didn't know that he'd gotten involved with them as a percussion guy and a drummer, and now he is. And their sound is amazing. They're really, really good. Really good.
Wow, this is
that's
very...
That's one of the main acts. And then the other acts are Central Divides, Heartstream, Refugees from the 60s will be playing over by the Grinders stage over in the marketplace. Grinders Coffee has a stage right off to the right side.
Oh.
Retro 2 will be playing along Central as well. And Jeremiah Craig, who's a phenomenal original artist, blues harmonica player, solo artist, and has just got a new disc out as well as Upper Strata. They both have fairly recent releases out. And they're really great artists, and I think people are going to enjoy it. It's really fun.
This sounds really cool. I'm looking forward to the Refugees from the 60s. I'm guessing what these are people that had a band in the 60s or they're going to play music in the 60s.
Have had bands all along the way and do really fun music and really cool stuff that guys like us from that era, maybe the end of that era, would really enjoy. So there's going to be music and sounds for everybody, from children to, you know, old guys like us.
Is that David Gates? Was he the 70s or the 80s?
I'd say his heyday was going to be the 70s.
Well, yeah, I
think
so.
Early to mid 70s. That's when I really listened to his records coming out.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The other band, too, is Community Service Band. They're going to be out there.
Oh,
they're
wow.
fantastic. They play around your lot. As a matter of fact, they're playing here tomorrow night.
Oh, is that right?
At North Mountain Brewery.
Oh, wow.
Where we are now.
Very cool.
So they'll be playing tomorrow night. If you want to catch a great band, come on out tomorrow night and see them.
This is a big event.
Yeah.
How come other communities don't do this?
Well, I don't know if some don't. I think some do, but it's...
I think a lot of them do. Like, you know, there's First Fridays in Phoenix.
Oh,
a little
yeah.
bit different, but...
They're going to be busy. We're going to promote
I don't
you
do
to,
that one.
Yeah,
but
we're going to promote you to be the organizer for all of them.
Okay. They've actually asked me in the past to organize that one.
I have them call me. I'll give them a reference.
Okay.
And then we should bring Woodstock back to Phoenix.
Oh,
Arizona.
Why not? Why
right?
not? Let's bring them back.
Isn't that big?
Woodstock 3, right?
Well, let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion, talking a little bit more about the Sunny Slope Art Walk this Saturday, April 12th. 5 to 9 p.m. It's going to be great, and we'll be right back.
Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Heinzen & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Sorry, Brian. It's just not doing it today.
And welcome back again. That was Family Man, I believe, or Family Guy. What is it, Family Man?
Family Guy.
That's what I thought. Anyway, we're live from the North Mount Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, and this is Breakthrough Thinking. And we have some great guests in the studio here, our makeshift studio, because it is the North Mount Brewing Company. And, of course, Audrey Thacker. Welcome back again.
Thank you.
On your fourth segment.
I know.
You are doing
exciting.
So great. David Frazier, musician extraordinaire. And, of course, Candy Fregoso, owner of North Mountain Brewing Company. Candy, always nice seeing you.
Nice seeing you. Sorry I started late.
Oh, no, that's okay. That is more than fine. And we got so many good things going on. Of course, right now, we're, like I said, live at the North Mountain Brewing Company and such a great environment here. It's just really, truly one of my favorite places. And I like, Candy, what you've always said and what Rob has said. It's a sense of community. That's what you strive to do at the North Mountain Brewing Company, and as evidenced by the long tables where people can get to know each other.
Yeah. It's really good. You get to talk to different kinds of people. Today, people coming in for lunch, you see what they're doing. They're having a meeting, and I met one of the lawyers, and he said it's his mission to actually save the urban land because there's not many left.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's one of his jobs, to save a lot of the limited private reserves lands in Arizona,
yeah.
And he says getting harder to save them. So that's kind of cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, you can meet all kinds of people here.
Yeah.
Brewery all the time. So it's really fun. The people from the neighborhood that come here and
like David Frazier, musician extraordinaire. I've heard you. You're good.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Guess what? Mike Nielsen just walked in, the founder.
Hey,
the
founder. Wow.
The inspired person behind the brainchild of Sunny Slope Art Hall.
Right.
This is right here.
This is great. And
hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I'm counting the headsets. That's
okay. I'm going to give him my headset, okay?
Okay, that will be fine. And, Mike Nielsen, the founder of the Art Walk, the Sunny Slope Art Walk. Welcome, Mike. This is so great. So when did this start?
The Art Walk?
Yes.
Well, we've been doing it a number of years. The time passes and you kind of lose track, but it's just something that I've wanted to do for many, many years, back as early as the early 90s. And we've done a lot of events here in Sunny Slope, and we realize that they really do give a good perception of a community when you do events that invite people from all over the valley, not just the people that live in the community, but the rest of the valley. And
the businesses too, right, Mike? I mean, that's really what we're including, all the great businesses at the top of Central and restaurants and stuff, and that's really what makes it a community event, is to have everybody involved and really have fun.
So the attendees are people from around the valley and live in the community, but it's the businesses and the volunteers who live here who make the events happen.
And when did this start then?
I don't recall the first Art Walk that we did. We do it twice a year, biannually, spring and fall. And it's been several years, and I wish I knew what I
could. But you're the original founder, though.
Yeah, it was my concept and my idea to do, and so I approached some of the community members and businesses, and, of course, John C. Lincoln Hospital is a major supporter for us.
That is so
cool. And they agreed to help take it on, and that's kind of where we get our administrative assistance from.
So how did you come up with the concept? I mean, one day were you just thinking, first of all, before I ask that, are you a resident of Sunny Slope, for example?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So did you think of...
I'm also a business owner here in Sunny
Slope. Oh, you are? What business do you own?
Nielsen Design Studios.
It's
right on Central Avenue in the heart of where the Art Walk happens.
And what does that do, Nielsen Design Studios?
We do interior residential and commercial interior design.
Oh, okay. That is very cool. So was this, when you thought of this, was first and foremost on your mind, say, this would be great to have this Art Walk to bring the community together, but it would also be good for business, I suspect, more exposure and people to get to know each other.
Oh,
it's sort of like a big block party.
Absolutely. Everyone benefits and participates. So the businesses get exposure, but also business to business, because they start to meet each other. And then the artists, of course, when we created this art walk, we really were looking to do something that was a real true art event for grassroots artists. And, you know, and when we go, when we have criteria for the artists that participate, it has to be an artist that creates their own art. All the pieces that they show have to be original pieces, and they have to be present. So we don't have resellers or people that bring in, you know, resell product.
You don't want it like a swap meet thing.
Exactly, and so right. We've been very careful to make sure that that doesn't happen as we have the rules and policies that the artists have to go by.
That, you know, how long did it take to get off the ground once you had this concept? I mean, you probably came up with the concept, and then did you get other people involved? And how long after that did it really materialize?
Well, the idea was kicking around for a long time, but once we decided to go ahead and start doing it, our very first event was very successful.
Wow, that is really, you got to be excited. I mean, look, this is turning into this biannual event now. It's twice a year. But getting a lot of traction, getting a lot of exposure, and helping the business community as well, and probably making a cohesive unit with the community, the residents, and that's got to feel good.
Absolutely. You know, and I've been working, volunteering in the community here in Sunny Slope for over 20 years.
Wow.
And that's how we always, all of our successes are by pulling in that team of people so that we have the business community, the residential community, and then we outreach to, you know, other people in the city of Phoenix or, people within the valley to get a broader span. Right. And then we get very good press and
exposure
for it. That's all positive.
Yeah, I think what Mike's touching on too is so important, that the people that are involved are all local people. These are all, for the most part, all neighbors and all people that are working together to revitalize this area and really, well, even just to let other people know that it is a vital area.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff going on. It's not even revitalizing it.
Yeah.
It's showing people the diversity and the cool things that go on around here, the great coffee. We got some of the best places to hang out around here, the great restaurants, really interesting businesses. And then having all the artists that are original artists, not resellers. Like you said, it's not a swap meet. It's not your drive-in movie swap meet. This is something that's a really cool event where people will actually get to look at and speak to the artists that create these pieces and purchase them and commission work and do that sort of thing too. So it's a great way for everybody to get together and really get and strengthen this area and make it and let other people see what a wonderful area Tapas Central and this whole area is here, you know, because I think people don't really know. They don't hear about it. They don't know what it is.
And you touched on, you know, what we do have here in the diversity. And we've always, you know, when we go way back, it was to promote. 20 years ago, what we were trying to do was, you know, have a better image of what this community was, and now we're just really exposing what we have here, and so we're celebrating the diversity and the uniqueness that we have in this community. It's like a little village inside of a big city.
Yeah, it certainly has that feel and look to it. And you said 20 years you've been here. How have you seen it change, actually Sunny Slope? How's it changed over the years, and where do you think it's headed?
Well, it's changed dramatically. And as well as a lot of the inner city areas have, what happens when a city starts to grow and sprawl, then you end up with little pockets that I think that every historical neighborhood has to go through. It's, you know, it has to hit bottom before it becomes the cool redeveloped area. and that's kind of, you know, where we went, and that's what I've seen. And so now we've gotten past that, get to the bottom, and now we're that unique, redeveloped community that, and we do have, like, historical a lot of historical stuff is here, as well as just the diverse community that we have.
Yeah, as Phoenix grew and brought itself north up this way, this is really the first area along Central. It really came up through the farmland up here and grew, and things started to happen up here. And for many years now, this area has been a really fun place to hang out, and there's some really great places to go and see music and do things. And we're trying to let people know what that's all about. And when they come and see the art walk, they're really going to see that.
Absolutely. Let me ask all three of you this. Now, I know Audrey, I don't think you live in this area, but we know David does and Mike live in this area. What? And let's start with, well, we'll start with you, Mike. What is the identity of this area? You know, how would you describe the Sunny Slope as either, it's not, I know it's not really considered a city, but whether it's a village or whatever you want to call it, what's the identity you want people to take away from once they visit this, either the Art Walk or just come here on a weekend or during the week?
Well, I think that it's exactly what we want is the village. It's a village concept.
Yeah.
Sunny Slope was a town early on, before Phoenix, you know, grew this far north, and it was its own town, and then it became annexed into the city of Phoenix. So it does have a history of being independent.
Gotcha.
So in Phoenix, we have, you know, village cores that are named as, you know, areas. But Sunny Slope is unique because it was a town, and it does have the history of being its own town, and it still maintains that village environment that you would have in a small town, and that's what's unique about it, because we're in the middle of a large city.
Yeah, that does make sense. And David, you've been a long-time resident here. You pretty much agree with that, the identity?
Absolutely.
Is it's independent town, village?
But in a way, it's symbiotic too. It's a part of, because, you know, we're right at the tip of Phoenix here, just north of the city center, and a little bit removed. But where you can look down Central and you can see the city. You can see buildings down towards the central part of the city, but yet there's beautiful homes and palm trees and beautiful area up this way, and like we were talking about, great little businesses. And at the top here, where it all happens, there really is like a little microcosm, a little like village of, you know, the high school and the local places, the football team, the local high school teams, things like that. It's all part of it. You know, we get together over at Grinders in the morning and talk about the games and the high school games and what's going on at the school. And it's really about the area and the neighborhood. It's a real neighborhoody kind of place, and we want people to see that. But yet we have that, like, artistic diversity and all the other things that happen here. So it's really, really a wonderful place to be, and that's why I've spent most of my time as a resident in this area when I'm here in Phoenix. I live in this area because of that very reason. I could live anywhere I want in the Phoenix area, and this to me is absolutely the spot. And what's going on here is a wonderful thing, with, you know, great restaurants like North Mountain Brewery coming in with a killer menu, great you know, homebrew beers, great music, live entertainment. As I was saying, I think one of the bands, the community services band, is going to be playing here tomorrow night. There's live music tonight here at North Mountain Brewery at 520 East Dunlap. There's, you know, a lot of things going on. People don't even realize. They'll just drive right by on their way home and not realize that there's fun stuff to do all over here.
There's no doubt. And of course, Audrey, you're not a resident of Sunny Slope,
no.
But you are the organizer, the bringing this, coordinating this, the Sunny Slope Art Walk. And sort of outside looking in, there's another thing that it appears to me, that not only the identity issue of its own town and village, but you're sort of in charge of welcoming the rest of outside communities coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that our goal, my goal, is really to showcase Sunny Slope, that it is a rich and vibrant and lively community that is full of talent, musicians, artists, everyone involved, and to bring people from all over the valley to really see what that is about.
Yeah.
So, and we have a pretty big reach with our other events that we can market to those areas, to Scottsdale and Phoenix, and really bring them here to show them what's happening.
Which is fantastic. Let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion and then talk a little bit more about the Sunny Slope Art Walk that is this Saturday, April 12th, 5 to 9, and we'll be right back.
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Thinking live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, and we have great guests right here at the North Mountain Brewing Company. Mike Nielsen, founder of the Sunny Slope Art Walk. Welcome again, Mike. We have Audrey Thacker, artisan. I said that right this time.
You got it.
Markets LLC, the organizer of this great event, and, of course, David Frazier helping organizing the musician part of this. And a musician extraordinaire in his own right, and he's a big David Gates and Red fan. I like that about Mr. David Frazier. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more. Let's start with you, Mike, on really the greatness of this. Let's start with John C. Lincoln. How important are they to this art law?
Well, it wouldn't happen without them. And John C. Lincoln, over the years, as we've developed Sunny Slope, you know, they're the major employer in the area and a very substantial part of our community. And they have an outreach and neighborhood development, whole team of people that just are responsible for that. And so when I approached them, because you can't be successful on this kind of an organization or this kind of an event ongoing without good administrative that's kind of a backbone to a successful event, and especially when it's an ongoing thing that happens twice a year, you know, you can't expect volunteers to do that kind of an organization. They attend and help make that day successful, but there's so much, as Audrey knows, there's so much goes into it. When you finish one, you're planning the next.
Yeah.
And so it's a full-time job, and John C. Lincoln really provides us with that aspect of it, as well as many other things in the community. They're a huge support to our
Coast. And what does that say about an organization, John C. Lincoln? I mean, what does that say how great they are to do such a great thing?
Oh, I think it's amazing. You know, they're a nonprofit hospital, but they're very, very aware of the community around them. And, you know, for a hospital to support, you know, and it seems a little bit distant to have a hospital support an art event, but they're really not supporting just the arts. They're supporting the community and the artists in the community and the businesses. I mean, and it goes back to what we're talking about. It's really more than just art. It's a much bigger picture, and John C. Lincoln understands that, and that's why they support it, and we're grateful that they're there for us.
Yeah, if I might add, yes. You know, they've been doing this for a while now. Their neighborhood consultant program and neighborhood, they have actual people that are hired and staffed there at the hospital to bring together the neighborhood or the surrounding community and get involved in all sorts of things. John C. Lincoln is their participation in all kinds of charity programs in the area is really deep, and they're very concerned about the residents of the area here, making sure that everybody is taken care of and feels, you know, enveloped by their, you know, their reach, and they do that all the time. And I'm aware of their work that they do because I've kind of, you know, involved in some of them in an outer way, and I get to see that happen every day. And I come in contact with, you know, different arms of John C. Lincoln's outreach that they do in the community, and it's pretty great stuff. So this is just one of the things that they do every year. They do stuff every day that we don't even know about. And
every
really
day.
Great. Yeah,
every
really
day.
Great.
See, you got to love organizations that seem to transcend their own identity in their business model. And I always said to a lot of people when I do seminars or on the radio on some of our business shows, is what can you do that's above your product or service? And if you think of it that way, there are things you can do way above what you present to the community.
Right.
And that means inspiring people, motivating people, organizing people, and maybe like John C. Lincoln, really getting the community in a tight, really nice community relations. And you got to applaud an organization that can do that above their own business model.
It's about action, you know. It's not about words. And when you see people doing that in our community, people that are doing things and not looking for any you know, praise or applause for what they're doing, but they're out there doing work that just needs to be done, needs to be done. And they say, well, I'm not going to just let it go to the next person. I'm going to do it. And I don't care if anybody, you know, sees it. I'm going to do it. And that's what they do. And that's a great thing for anybody to look at and see that and say, well, I could probably do that in my life too, you know. What am I doing here? What's really important about my life? Where am I at? You talk about that all the time on your shows, you know.
Yeah.
What am I doing here? What's really important? Is it what kind of car I drive, where I live? You know, what's really important? Is it what I live, the love I can give and what I can leave, you know, for people? That's really what's important is relationships.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And Audrey, again, you're not part of the community, but what a blessing you are to bring all your great skills into this community. Because I know, now we just met, but as we've been talking, it's been almost an hour and a half now. We talked a little off air. But if you have that sense of helping, I mean, that's got to be part of your identity of what can you give back. And talk about your experience so far organizing this great event that's coming up this Saturday, April 12th, the Sunny Slope Art Walk, 5 to 9. What's your experience like? I mean, meeting great people like Mike and David, for example.
And that has been great, and it's nice to see a community that really comes together. You know, with my Scottsdale shows, it's sometimes been sort of a battle to get that to happen. So to walk in and have it already be there is kind of nice. You know, it's a new experience for me.
Which is so nice, and maybe this could be the model, not of just a great art walk, but a great community, and I think maybe other towns, other communities, even just neighborhoods, they can model this. And Mike, what would you say to that?
Well, exactly. That's what it is. It's about neighborhoods, and it is creating that identity so that, you know, even if you're in a large city like Phoenix, you can still have that kind of identity, and that's what we have here. And if we were able to be a model, we'd be very proud of that.
Yeah, it starts where you live. That's how you start doing it, right around where you're at, and then it builds because people respond to what they see, not what they hear. You know, even though we're on the radio.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
But we get visual description.
Sure, right. Well, I certainly have a Facebook for radio.
And that's what they say about me.
Right, exactly.
But Audrey, you should be on TV.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Guys are all looking
and Candy, too. No doubt about that. And Mike, tell us, you had some stories off the air about something I think that warmed your heart about certain artists that got a break because of the Sunny Slope Art Walk, where maybe they've been exposed to or got their art exposed to the audiences that walk through.
Yeah, well, and because we aren't, our goal is that this isn't a fundraiser and it's not a business for us. It's to give opportunities to grassroots artists. One thing that I remember is after one of the events, an artist came to me, and he was an artist, but that wasn't his career. But he told me that he says, you know, I thank you for doing this because I sold my first piece of art ever, and he was so proud and so happy that that somebody wanted to buy a piece of art from him, and that's what it's about. At the end of the day, it's a lot of work. And you hear that one little thing, and that's what makes you ready to go ahead and kick in and start working on the next event.
And that's another example of going above the identity. What can you give above your product or service? In this case, it changes people's lives. I mean, for this artist, I mean, just imagine, and sometimes you can't even imagine how far down the chain that this one event impacted not only this artist, but maybe his kids, maybe his family, maybe his neighbors. Maybe it inspired someone that he knew to live his passion or her passion as well.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
what it's all about.
Yeah.
Sharing with other people, you know, the joy of what we're doing. It really is fun. It's a really beautiful experience for everybody. And they get to meet and actually talk to real artists that are actually creating these pieces. This isn't something where we're just displaying commercial art. All these people are creating these beautiful works of art and, you know, letting the public come and enjoy them and see them and maybe even purchase them for their own enjoyment at home and in their businesses and that sort of thing. So it's really a great deal.
And of course, the artists, there's artists comes in all packages and sizes and so on. And, David, why don't you take us through a little more detail some of these great groups that are going to be here. Do you want to start by, how about even tomorrow night? Is the North Mountain Brewery
Company
having a great band?
Yeah, one of the bands playing here tomorrow night at the North Mountain Brewery is a community service band. They play here fairly regularly, and they're going to be one of the artists performing at the Art Walk down on Central. They'll be right around the design studio. They're actually across the street. They'll be on the west side, the other side of the street. But the community service band is playing here tomorrow night, as do a lot of great bands locally from the area played here at North Mountain Brewery on the weekends and sometimes even earlier in the week. So always check your calendar and call in here to find out who's playing here and at some of the other restaurants up and down Central, too, because we have a lot of great musicians that do original music and a lot of fun stuff that are playing all the time. The other bands, as I mentioned before, that are playing, the Upper Strata is playing, phenomenal band with great influences that are world beat influences and world influences. They have a new CD out recently in the last year and a half or so. Jeremiah Craig, the harmonica player, great blues harmonica player and solo performer, is going to be performing at the Art Walk. He's performed here at North Mountain Brewery before, too, as well, as some of these other bands have. And he's got a new record out, a new CD out that's real great, too. So you'll get to see a lot of great performers. Refugees from the 60s, a band called Retro 2, and a band called Artstream. And then there's the Central Divides that are going to be playing, too. Heaviest Cat is another band that's going to be playing. They're pretty cool, the Heaviest Cat.
Now, what is that? What type of music?
That's a pretty interesting little grouping. There's a bass player and a drummer.
Oh, really?
Get together. Just a couple of instrumentalists that are really good. And they sing, of course, and perform some real interesting music. So I've tried to give the Art Walk this year a real, in this season, a real flair and variety of different kinds of music that everyone can get into, you know, when they come and listen. And, of course, North Mountain Brewery is going to be a big part of that here, too, and they're going to have, we're going to have bands actually performing here in the restaurant during the Art Walk as well. We're including, since they're new to the neighborhood and new to the community and have a great menu here and great food, they're going to have music here, too, and people will be encouraged to walk down the sidewalk, see the other businesses, walk by the hospital, come down here and eat and enjoy some great music down here as well as the restaurants on Central and top of Central.
And we need to give a shout-out to our own David Fraser here because you're going to be tonight at 4220 North 7th Street, 7th Avenue.
Right, at 7th the top of Star.
Yeah, and I've heard you sing and play phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
And I think we should set up a special night just David Gates and Bread Music.
Oh, really? You're a real fan, aren't you?
Oh, big fan.
I'm a big fan of his as well, and
yeah.
I think he deserves a lot of accolade. He's been playing and writing music for a long time and kind of out of the picture for a long time. He's great.
Yeah.
But I will be playing tonight at Copper Star Coffee, which is a really interesting 1940s-style gas station-type-looking place that's been converted into a really cool coffee shop, a great hang down in the Melrose, and it's 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School in the Melrose right there. Next to the wagon wash where you can wash your own dog.
Wow,
I've never heard of that. If you don't
but
have stuff,
I've done it. I've done
yeah.
it.
Yeah, great organic stuff they have there to put on your dog.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're great people.
Yeah,
there.
That's sort of interesting. Well, whether you run out of gas tonight, go into Copper Star Coffee and see David Fraser.
6 to 10, I'll be there tonight playing. And enjoy. You guys can enjoy some great coffee drinks if you come out and see us tonight. As well as all sorts of Italian sodas and really good baked goods and stuff, too. So it's a lot of fun there.
Very cool. Well, let's take our final break here. We're live at the North Mountain Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona. And we're talking about, of course, a great event that's coming up this Saturday, the Sunny Slope Art Walk, April 12th, 5 to 9. Definitely get down here. And we'll talk a little bit about it this Saturday on Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KZHX, where they're always 9 to 2. We'll be right back.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
He had lost all control.
lights of L.A. Wondering if he could ever go home.
Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birum Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birum Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live from the North Mountain Brewing Company in Sunny Slope, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, and we've had a fantastic show so far talking about the Sunny Slope Art Walk this Saturday, April 12th, 5 to 9. And now joining us is Candy Vergozzo and Robert Berkner, owners of the North Mountain Brewing Company, and we have Mike Nielsen, founder of the Sunny Slope Art Walk, still with us for another segment. And let's start with Candy and Robert. Robert, you're up. This is not your first Art Walk. I think you were here in the fall. Didn't they have one in the fall?
Yeah, they do it a couple a year, and we've been here for the last two, with our anniversary just being a year ago.
Yeah. So how what's your experience like with the Art Walk?
Well, I'll be honest. Unfortunately, I've been so busy the last couple, I haven't been able to get down there, but we've been going to them since well before that.
And oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. We've actually been able to go there and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Which, it's a really good time. You walk around, there's some really good art, there's some music, there's just, you know, a bunch of fun going on.
And Candy, your experience?
I sneak out and put rock to work, and I go there with our girl, because I love watching the artistic, like, you know, when Mike Nielsen said that some of the artists thank him for having that opportunity to show, you know, from their heart, the inspiration. And that's why Rob said if you get Mike Nielsen in here, you will be able to find out why, how this whole thing started. And when I called Mike, it was just by an awesome coincidence. He's like, yeah, I would love to come. So, yeah, because every time I go in there, I see beautiful jewelry. Our girls love, we have three girls. They just love to see that very unique design color that you don't see, and it has that Southwest and beautiful paintings. If you go to Mike Nielsen's gallery, he just has that Southwest. He has this beautiful ball hanging with the branch. It's like something you've never seen before. It's something so different that it opens your eyes. It really inspires you to be an artist. And, you know, and when an artist talks about it, like he did, how he came up with inspiration with the Sunny Slope Art Walk, it touches you in a different way. I love that. So, yeah, but I do pass out flyers, but I drag myself there because Rob has to brew and tour, and I go to see as many artists as I could.
I bet you'll sneak out a little bit this time.
No, probably not. I'm actually going to be back. If people want to come by the brewery, we're more than happy to give them a tour of the back. So I generally have to hang out here. And there's no scheduled time or anything. Just when a couple people gather up and they want a tour, we'll take them back and we'll give them a tour. So.
Which is great. It's a great, we've taken that tour, and it's fascinating. I had no idea how this whole thing works.
Yeah.
And you are so good at it.
I've been giving them for a while now. But,
but no, I mean, brewing too, though.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, really.
I've been doing that for a while, too.
Yes. It's great. And so how does it feel, and we'll go back to Mike in just a minute or two, but Candy, to be part of this community. I mean, I think it's the best – I was going to say the best known secret, but that doesn't seem to make sense. But you want people to experience this, don't you?
Yeah, I just, Mike, when you owning your own small business and stuff like that is hard. It is true hard work, but when you talk to people, you start connecting with them in a different way. It gives you inspiration to get stronger. You know, you actually can do. You could actually get out of the, you know, the day-to-day mundane stuff. And that's when you see some of the artwork, work that I've seen. It inspires me in a different way. And then the live music, the musicians, and things like that.
And all the great food.
Especially
right here at the North Mountain Brewing Company, Shepherd's Pie. Maybe.
Yeah.
No doubt. Mike, two questions. Did you envision when you started this that would grow this big? And number two, how big can this grow?
Yes, I envisioned it to be this big.
Good.
When you say how big can it grow?
In terms of not only attendees, I think there's thousands of people that attend this, is my understanding, which is good. But maybe, not just attendees, people visiting, but recognition. As we talked a little bit about it as a model, as a a path to follow for other communities.
Yes, that's always a big part of our intent, is to create something that people see. And if you only have a few people attend an event, but the recognition is big, and it does become a water model,
yeah.
then you're very successful.
Yeah.
And in terms of growing, it's like the artists are up and down Central Avenue, but just steps away is the North Mountain Brewery.
Yeah.
And they're very much a part of this event, as much as a business that's located right on Central Avenue. So in terms of growing, it's to make sure that all of the businesses within this community are able to participate, and we don't want them to, you know, maybe we'll be able to grow some artists so we have that connection.
That makes sense. And Robert and Candy, but let's ask you, Robert, when you were looking for a place to present your great talents in brewing and especially just the great atmosphere that you and Candy bring, was any part of choosing Sunny Slope because of this community tightness and the art walk and how the community relates to each other? Was that part of your decision coming here?
Oh, absolutely. That was definitely one of the big things. We've talked about this before, about the long list of things we considered. There were just a whole lot of points, a whole lot of strengths of every, you know, when you look at a location, you look at each one of them individually, but you list out similar qualities. And absolutely, this was a place that we wanted to be because of that. Although I got to be honest, I didn't really understand just how much it was true, just how close-knit of a community this was. Even then, I knew that it was a close-knit community and they really wanted to improve and they were coming together as a community. But it wasn't until I got here that I really appreciated just how many people are behind it.
Yeah, and that's why people have to come here, whether it's during the art, you know, walk or not, because, you know, we've been here, well, I don't know, 6-7 months now, and I feel it too. I mean, it's just unique in Arizona. I don't think I've seen anything like this community anywhere, and it just has this energy to it. Is that how you feel too?
Yeah, we look at so many communities and stuff, and the vibe here is just so active. There's something about it, and the fact that the history too. It's you find out little, you kind of discover little things that it was a healing ground for the tuberculosis, and then some of the Indians in North Mountain Visitor Center said that it's also a healing ground back during the Hohokam era, you know, which is about what, probably 800 years ago. So yeah, there is some sort of energy, call it energy or just the community closeness. So that was kind of, you know, that really, I believe, Rob, when we were looking, that's what the major factor is, that he said, no, this is it, because a brewery is part of a community. So that was one of the biggest things that made him decide, and we, you know, I just kind of follow.
And you maintain consistency with the beautiful tables, and I think you said some of the community residents helped build the tables, and they're long, so there's opportunity to talk to your neighbor, to get together. I've said it before, it sort of reminds me of Cheers in the energy sense, where, you know, everyone knows your name, you come in, you feel comfortable. Mike, do you see it this way too? I mean, it's
absolutely
a great place right
absolutely.
Here.
And that's what we've tried to create here. Is that type of environment to attract new business in, because that's what gives a good financial stability to a neighborhood and a community. And, you know, we have a lot of new restaurants. You know, there's Simo Wine Bar and Spoken Wheel, Corbin's Restaurant, and Vida Leda Santos, which has been here forever and ever.
Yeah.
But kind of a staple in the community. All of these places, you can come in. It's becoming a destination, so we don't just have one restaurant. But you can come here, and have an appetizer or drink in one place, and then go to another, and you still feel like you're at Cheers.
Exactly.
You can run to the same people twice one night.
So that's a really good point. And well, let's Mike. Do you want to give a little shout out to your own business?
We're a design studio, and we specialize in we have a studio with the product line that I've developed and I supply to the design industry, and we do specialize in renovation. So like a boutique wine bar, boutique commercial spaces, a lot of public space where we go in and we create an environment where people feel comfortable and like to be, and that's what we specialize in. But we also do some residential.
Excellent. Do you have a website you want to?
Yeah, NielsenDesignStudios.com.
Excellent. And, of course, Candy and Robert. Of course, you're here 7 days a week, right? 522 East Dunlap Avenue. And Robert's shaking his head. Yes, I know. And maybe it's 24/7, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Can I ask something?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we one of our small baby staff, we started distribution to other restaurants.
Oh, nice.
And then Mike Nielsen, Seth Timo, and Spoken Wheel. So Spoken Wheel carries our beer. And actually, we had Bade Bikes and Bubblies and, like, I believe 12 to 15 girls rode their bikes, and they started here, and then they went to Spoken Wheel, and then they went to Big, and so it kind of was like a whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
So we started doing that. So that's really a very such a close-knit, you know, neighborhood business.
Yep.
Sort of a partnership. So, you know, Jason and Heinrich at Spoken Wheel, they're very supportive of this community. So I kind of want to just say that. You know, so if you go to Spoken Wheel or Tima, it's such a partnership there that, you know, it's awesome to have that in this community.
This is very cool. What a great community. And Mike Nielsen, honored to meet you, founder of the Sunny Slope Art Walk this Saturday, April 12th, 5 to 9. Come on down here. It's going to be great. And, of course, Robert Berkner, Candy Fergoso, owners of the Northbound Brewing Company. Always great to be here, and great food and great beer. Because of Mr. Robert here, no doubt about it. And, again, we're live from the Northbound Brewing Company. Everyone have a great night. We'll see everyone tomorrow. Breakthrough Sports, 4 to 6. Have a good night.
Bye.